got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim and Jess.
Is everything okay,
Tim? The drive home on K-Rock this evening. We've got some bad news, team.
Oh, no.
Some real bad news. Or good news if you're a seal.
Just rip the Band-Aid off, yep. Tim.
Henry the Elephant Seal has finished his molting. And obviously we saw him in Point Lonsdale about a month ago. And we saw him skip across the peninsula.
Mate, he's been fanging about the peninsulas.
And, yep, as often referred to, Jess, the peninsulas.
Just bouncing back and forth.
Henry the Elephant Seal is making his brave journey back to Antarctica, where he's from.
Oh, does he live in Antarctica?
Yeah, down there, mate.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah, mate, that's where they're from. Trying to do a heartfelt,
I'm sorry.
So long, see you later, goodbye. Oh, where did the elephant seals come from?
I didn't know they migrated. Are they
No, the elephant seals are actually from Africa.
Don't. No, they're not.
Yeah, because so elephants, African elephants, can either have a land baby.
Stop it.
Or a water baby. So it happens for a water birth in Africa.
I'm not that dumb.
I don't know.
You are horrible.
You're really taking away. Are you stealing Henry's moment?
I'm sorry.
Henry has been the guest of honour.
Yes.
And the most followed celebrity across Geelong and the Surf Coast for 2023. And yes, good news for Henry, because he's going home. He's going home to Antarctica for the winter months, getting ready. Mm-hmm. Go get all that food. Go get sunk. You know what I mean, Henry? Yeah, my man.
Do you think we'll see Henry again?
Maybe a little Henrietta.
Oh.
Little Henry Jr. You dog, Henry.
How do we know Henry's still into that sort of thing?
That's a great point. Sorry. I thought it'd be really nice because obviously he's going back to do something he loves.
Sure.
Obviously eat fish, get a bit of tail. that we could just have a moment and say something, go around the table.
Sure.
To say something nice about Henry the Elephant Seal.
Henry, I loved when you just let yourself into a servo.
Yep.
Just had a great time.
That BP.
Yeah.
Point Lonnie. He went up to the ATM.
He did.
I like when he broke that fence in Blair Gowrie. That was so good of you, Henry. And we're going to miss you. And hopefully next year we see you. This is real. This is real as it gets. This isn't TikTok, mate. This is real damn life. Radio's live. So, Henry, we're going to miss you, mate. You go get that. Go get that sweet elephant tail you know you need to serve. You're the best. We didn't deserve you.
All right, moving on. Jess, what's coming up next? We can't mourn over Henry all day long.
We can't mourn all day.
Figure it out. What's happening?
You got to move on.
Yeah, you do.
I want to tell you up next about some demands
that
my boyfriend Akshay has made.
Oh, no.
About our new house that we are moving into together.
I'm going to get that sad music back up and running again.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
My partner Akshay and I, after doing 3 years of long distance...
Has it only been 3 years?
What do you mean only?
No, it feels like it's been longer.
Yeah, no, it's been 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, are finally going to be moving in together this weekend. I'm very excited.
So exciting.
And he is using this as an opportunity to kind of make all these purchases of things that he's been putting off buying because it's like, oh, we'll get this when we've got a place together.
Yeah.
And one of the big areas that I'm discovering he's becoming a bit of a diva about.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Coming from Queen Diva, this must be real fine. All right, I'm on board.
His work from home space, because he's doing a lot of remote work. Yeah. So we got a place that's big enough that we have a office space for him.
Because I have to go into the city every now and then. But you're right, if he's going to move to town, let's set him up. Set him up, make him feel pretty, make him feel nice.
He made some big requests. I want you to judge for me, okay?
Right. Yep.
Are these unreasonable requests or totally reasonable?
Okay.
So
now his job, he is an energy trader.
Yes.
Don't
ask me what that means.
Oh gosh, just so long he's done that.
It's important for some reason. Yep. So he requested a desk large enough for 4 screens and a laptop.
Yep, that's fine.
Necessary.
Play on. Is he moving here to live with you?
Yes, he is.
All right, so I'll just keep bringing that back when I feel like it's necessary. All right.
He asked for a webcam because he currently only uses the one on his laptop and he said it makes him look too dark. And so he wanted something that would make him appear a little bit better.
Right, because he was born in India.
Yeah.
About $30.
He's already got a camera.
$30 could fix that.
Okay.
Okay, let's not go by, I've got something, I shouldn't get that another thing that does a similar thing, because that's your life. So let's calm right down.
In conjunction with the new webcam, he's requested a ring light to, again, make him appear better than he currently does.
I mean, I've seen the work you put into the Instagram stories we do here at K-Rock, and I think that eye for an eye in that instance.
Really?
If you get, Jess, we have 7 ring lights in here that I can count.
Ring lights. If he wants downlights, mate.
If he wants to look good in his meetings,
right,
and that makes him feel better about himself while he's working from home, and a ring light, what, $30?
Yeah.
So far you've suggested maybe $110 worth of issues for you. Is your boyfriend not worth $110?
He's also requested a freestanding whiteboard.
Nah, mate, get a book. Get a notepad.
I said, what do you need a whiteboard
for? So you can be like, well, I've traded energy over there. And we don't need that much energy in Traralgon. We'll bring it over here.
His answer was for, you know, notes and stuff.
Fair enough. Jess, when we first started working together, really wanted a whiteboard.
I loved I still love a whiteboard.
Well, has he thought about a Google Doc sheet? Because that's really changed our game. Mate, whiteboards are a thing of 1999 for us at the moment. Everything's Google Doc, shared drives.
We've bought him all of the above.
Yeah,
he's going to have the bougiest work from home space you've ever seen.
Tell you what, can I just say, I'm so impressed with you. You've been, like you said, 3 years, long distance. You literally said you'd do anything to live together. He's made 5 basic requests and you're already considering subletting out the room.
What a diva.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure who's the diva, but there's definitely one in that house.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Recess adjourned. Welcome back to the courtroom of Tim and Jess. Today, the big discussion that seems to have us divided, Jess, and a few people in the office are all about gender reveals. My wife and I are expecting our first kid.
Very excited.
Late July. We're both very excited. Some people have been asking if we're going to do a gender reveal party. Do we already know? We've got an envelope at home sitting on the bench.
See, isn't that not killing you? Like, I don't have the kind of patience for that. I think I'll rip it open the moment I got it.
No, we're meant to disagree on things.
Sure.
I agree that I know you wouldn't be able to do that. But my wife and I, we're not going to do a gender reveal party, but I understand why people do them and I think that's fine. You hate joy, happiness, sunshine and babies by the sounds of it.
I don't hate joy. I just
don't want you to talk about your kid while I'm sitting here. I'm happy being kidless.
Okay.
I don't want to care about
it. I'm not happy being kidless. I'd love to have a child someday, but
your boyfriend acts quite young, I guess. Does that make you feel better?
I just hate when you see those videos of gender reveal parties. You know
Did you just drop a H?
I did, because you know those ones where you see the gender reveal and it's revealed as a girl and the dad looks really disappointed.
I find that funny.
I can't handle watching those videos. Just don't. Just don't do it.
What about ones where everyone's like just excited?
Yeah, you don't really see many of those.
Yeah, I don't see any of those. I don't know what you're talking about, Jimmy.
Why am I grumbling?
You're punching darts. you want me? Oh, I can't smoke around the baby either.
Well, it doesn't matter what you have to say
or
me, Tim, because the only opinion that matters in the courtroom of Tim and Jess is that of our judge. First caller through today is Tamekin. Tamekin.
Can you turn your radio down in the background there, Tamekin, Your Honour, please? We would love to hear from you. Thank you very much for being our judge.
No worries, guys. I am definitely qualified to help you with this dilemma.
Okay. Tell us about it.
So as Jess ever so lovingly put it, we have 2 kids, and we didn't do a gender reveal party because they're kind of pointless.
Pointless?
In my opinion, because you're going to find out the gender and then you're going to tell all your friends and family, we're having a girl, we're having a boy, whatever it is. And then at the baby shower is when everybody will present you with gifts for the baby.
Sure.
So there is no point having a baby shower if you're going to, no point having a gender reveal party if you're going to have a baby shower.
That's so true. I hadn't thought about that. That's too. It's an extra event for no reason.
Exactly. If you have a baby shower, you know, people are going to ask you before that, what are you having? So they know what to buy you.
Hey, I'm not here to cancel people's parties, but sounds like you two are.
Don't do a gender reveal. It's not worth it. Oh,
it's not worth it. Well, Tamika, Your Honour, we do appreciate your call. You are, even though obviously celebrating the joy of no parties,
okay.
You are going to be getting a double pass to our Creed 3 movie preview at Renning Cinemas in Warren Ponds, only in cinemas March 2nd, but you're going to see it on March 1st, so ha-ha to everyone else. There you go. I'll tell you what, well, I know that I wasn't planning on doing one with my wife, but I guess I'll have to call her.
You're not allowed to now.
Just say, hey, no second thoughts. No, what we've decided is doing. What
I know
what
I don't have
doing.
Any kids, but all of a sudden I feel so smug about my opinion.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, now, I already know the answer to this. Do you snooze your alarms?
Of course I do. You yeah, know my system.
I know.
Why are you...
We'll share your system.
My system's got a...
Just quickly, okay. Strap in for this.
I don't do it as hectically as I once did, Tim. Okay. You and I, in a previous life, did breakfast radio,
yeah.
Which is a whole other ball game. And so I used to set 17 alarms between... 3:30 a.m. and 4:20.
Surely now that obviously we don't have to get up at the crack of dawn,
yeah.
You would eliminate 16 of those alarms.
I set 4 alarms now. My system is 4 alarms and they're in increments of 5 minutes.
Why?
Because I know that I want to wake up around 8 a.m. But if it's 8:20, eh.
So 8 to 8:20, you have 4 alarms.
Yes.
Do you want to know the scientific reason why you should never be hitting the snooze button?
Don't tell me.
So this is neuroscience stuff. Sleep inertia. Do not mess with sleep inertia. So if you're listening and this is something you do, so when you hit the snooze button, obviously you wake up. And as the alarm turns off, your brain then drifts back into sleep. And then this is interrupting your sleep cycles because sleep cycles take 75 to 90 minutes to complete. And
right.
If you're hitting snooze, you're only giving it 9 minutes of that 75 to 90. That's why you wake up in more of a panic and more stress, and it's worse for your heart. It's worse for your mental health.
Yeah, see, Tim, I've beat the system because this is why.
Oh, yeah, starting to get an accent. So this is why I know that you're about to spray some BS.
This is why I set them 5 minutes apart.
No, it's still not good.
If
you go back to sleep, you're meant to technically go back to sleep.
I don't go back to sleep. I just rest my eyes a little. Stressed in my eyes.
Why are you lying? It takes your brain about 4 hours to get through that groggy feeling.
Ooh.
So when you're doing that repeatedly to your brain, it's not good for it, Jess.
Oh, no wonder. I did that for 7 years.
You're still doing it now. What do you mean?
Like I did it much worse for 7 years.
The person that I found this off, the study literally ends with wake the F up. That's how a medical research study finishes. So
they say that the most successful people, like their alarm goes off and they just go, and they're up. They just,
yeah,
just
that's
knock
what you
it
do.
Off and you get up.
Because I also have a partner that I don't want to be either every 5 or 9 minutes my alarm going off over and over again.
Oh, yeah, no, my boyfriend Akshay.
He cops all four?
He's copped it.
Yeah.
Especially like when he's just come off night shift and my alarm starts going off.
Yeah.
It's not happy.
That's not neuroscience. That's just being an asshole.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
We're talking about holiday horror stories. A friend of mine had an absolute doozy. First 2 weeks of the holiday overseas were great. Third week, broke a table, crashed a motorbike. Everything went wrong. Everyone's okay, but not the best holiday.
I feel like we've all had that moment on holiday. When I was in my early 20s, I went overseas to Europe. I did a 3 months backpacking thing.
Kentucky!
And actually, I wasn't on Kentucky. But me and a friend were traveling around and she had her phone stolen on a night out. And she decided in her very drunken state that we had to immediately go report it to the police. Like, what are they going to do?
So get right on that.
I was like, yes, let's go to the German police station. I did German for like all of primary school. I'll be able to talk to them.
That's so funny. And it's the thing about being overseas or interstate. You don't have your comfort zones to fall back on when things go wrong. We have had Sam from Queenscliff call through. Now, Sam, I've been given a heads up to strap in for this. You've had multiple holiday horror stories, so much so that you're scared to book holidays anymore.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm just
going to
avoid them for a good while now until I go with someone who I actually trust.
Okay, Sam, tell us about them.
All right, so the first one is in 2005, which is a two-part one, this one. I was in Bali, and I was 5 years old, and everyone was by the pool, and everyone took their eyes off the little five-year-old. It was me, and I walked in and nearly drowned myself.
Okay, Sam, yep.
Not ideal.
But then the night we were flying out was actually the night the 2005 Bali bombings went off.
Oh, my God.
And had we stayed, we were going to go to that exact restaurant and be at that place.
I mean, that's almost like a good luck omen, right, yeah. Sam? Like, you missed out on that by, like, that much.
A little bit, but we got stuck in the airport and, you know, Mum was stressed and Dad was stressed.
I don't remember it.
Mum says, like, we pretty much nearly put you through the baggage, like, scanner because we just wanted to get in there just to get out of the chaos.
Sam, and what else?
Sam, the trifecta.
I know, but number three is in 2017, my dad, we were flying to Singapore and got off the plane and he was struggling to walk and all of that. We jumped on a cruise, go away, and he was just struggling. I'm like, what's going on? Like, you know, go and see the doctor. Christmas Eve, we've ended up in Vietnam Hospital, you know, saying, oh, you have to operate, blah, 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 which thankfully they didn't, but, ended up 3 years later passing away due to cancer undiscovered till 3 months before.
Sam,
but had I'm so it sorry. But earlier, you know, could have had all the extra stuff happen, but yeah.
So no more holidays for Sam?
No, not at the moment. I would like to go away, but I'm kind of just like, you know what? We'll just stick to Australia, I think, for now.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, Sam.
Yeah, Sam, look, this is no way.
Especially when, you know, it's Christmas Eve and everyone's else saying, Merry Christmas, have a good one. And I'm like, yeah, not really. And they're like, yeah. What do you mean? I'm like, kind of stuck in a Vietnam hospital. I'm in emergency on my own.
What?
Don't know what's going on. Nobody's telling me. Nobody speaks English. I'm stressed.
Yeah, well, Sam, look, I'm sure a double pass to Creed 3, the movie preview screen, is going to make that all better. I'm very, very sorry to hear those stories, but yeah, you do have two tickets to the movies at Reading Cinemas.
Yeah.
One Ponds there, Sam.
Good news, Sam. They're nearby. So.
Oh, yeah, nearby. Very, very close. You don't have to board a plane. And do not miss Creed 3 in cinemas March 2nd. Not much to say. Anymore.
Play the song.
You keep me
right. Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.